Old Grumpy Hunter here. Welcome to another of my podcast. Recently online, there was a photo of a very new fast crossbow with a cracked limb. Doing some research on the brand and model of the crossbow in question, I found out the crossbow has a rated speed of 425 feet per second, has a kinetic energy of 152 foot-pounds, has a draw weight of 206 pounds and requires special arrows. Doing some simple math, I was able to calculate the total weight based on the kinetic energy and the speed and came up with an arrow that weighs just under 379 grains. I realized that crossbow manufacturers are in a race to break the 500 feet per second mark, but at what cost? Making components that are light and just strong enough, at least for a while, to get those speeds? Shooting arrows that are too light for the draw weight? There is a minimum arrow weight for each pound of draw weight. Too light of an arrow simulates a dry fire to some extent. Limbs cracking while in the stand? At what point will the limb totally fail? What's going to happen if the user has that crossbow shouldered when that limb under full tension comes apart? Ruined hunting seasons. Dissatisfied customers. I realize that speed and kinetic energy sells crossbows. But unless that arrow is moving at or above 1125.328 feet per second, that arrow is not going to outrun the sound of the shot. If the user is going to shoot 100 yards, lots of advertisements about that and people talking about that online, the sound of the shot is going to get to the target in less than 0.27 seconds, while the arrow is going to take 0.76 seconds to reach the target. That means the arrow will take almost 2.9 times longer to reach the target. In that almost half a second difference, there are too many variables, both known and unknown, that can make that shot go wrong. Moving on to kinetic energy. While kinetic energy is an important factor, it's not kinetic energy that kills with a bow of any type. Even 152 foot-pounds will not have the knockdown power to kill. Is it really worth all the cracked, broken limbs, cost, potential injury, or worse, to get speeds at 400 feet per second or greater? Is not bow hunting about how close you can have your target, not about how far away the target is? More on this topic can be found at my YouTube channel. Search for Old Grumpy Hunter, three words, and on my website, gdrinc.com/OGH. The OGH is capitalized. Until next time, aim small, miss small. Old Grumpy Hunter here. Welcome to another of my podcast. Recently online, there was a photo of a very new fast crossbow with a cracked limb. Doing some research on the brand and model of the crossbow in question, I found out the crossbow has a rated speed of 425 feet per second, has a kinetic energy of 152 foot-pounds, has a draw weight of 206 pounds, and requires special arrows. Doing some simple math, I was able to calculate the total weight based on the kinetic energy and the speed, and came up with an arrow that weighs just under 379 grains. I realize that crossbow manufacturers are in a race to break the 500 feet per second mark, but at what cost? Making components that are light and just strong enough, at least for a while, to get those speeds? Shooting arrows that are too light for the draw weight? There is a minimum arrow weight for each pound of draw weight. Too light of an arrow simulates a dry fire to some extent. Limbs cracking while in the stand? At what point will the limb totally fail? What's going to happen if the user has that crossbow shouldered when that limb under full tension comes apart? Ruined hunting seasons. Dissatisfied customers. I realize that speed and kinetic energy sells crossbows. But unless that arrow is moving at or above 1125.328 feet per second, that arrow is not going to outrun the sound of the shot. If the user is going to shoot 100 yards, lots of advertisements about that and people talking about that online, the sound of the shot is going to get to the target in less than 0.27 seconds, while the arrow is going to take 0.76 seconds to reach the target. That means the arrow will take almost 2.9 times longer to reach the target. In that almost half a second difference, there are too many variables, both known and unknown, that can make that shot go wrong. Moving on to kinetic energy. While kinetic energy is an important factor, it's not kinetic energy that kills with a bow of any type. Even 152 foot-pounds will not have the knockdown power to kill. Is it really worth all the cracked, broken limbs, cost, potential injury, or worse, to get speeds at 400 feet per second or greater? Is not bow hunting about how close you can have your target, not about how far away the target is? More on this topic can be found at my YouTube channel. Search for Old Grumpy Hunter, three words, and on my website, GDRINC.com/OGH. The OGH is capitalized. Until next time, aim small, miss small.